A reading from the book of Genesis. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" he said. "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself," he said. "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Open our ears, Lord, to hear your word and to know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen. Did you know that the first question that God asks of Adam, and therefore of mankind, is, "Where are you?" It's in Genesis 3, verses 8 to 9. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" Now, in the context of the story of Adam and Eve, you could consider this question to be quite demanding, and maybe said in an angry tone, because Adam and Eve are hiding. However, I'm sure maybe we all played hide and seek as children, and "Where are you?" is a quite happy and playful question. Have you also noticed, perhaps in this age of the mobile phone, that people often ask you, "Where are you?" Why do we do this? Perhaps in this age of the mobile phone, it's to imagine where this person actually is, how they're talking to us. Have you ever drifted off in thought, or been so engrossed in reading your book or the paper or watching a television program that your husband or wife or member of the family has said to you, "Where are you? You've drifted off somewhere." So "Where are you?" can be a very stimulating question to answer. Where are you in your life? Where are you in your relationships, in your friendships, and in your faith? Now, don't just turn these answers into a conclusion or a judgment. The question is just a question. It's about honestly looking at ourselves and saying, "This is where I am." And maybe it's also saying, "And this is where I'd like to be," or "This is where I am and don't want to be," or "This is where I never want to go again." "Where are you?" asks us to simply notice what's going on, for better or for worse. And just as Adam and Eve, perhaps you can also ask yourself, "What are you hiding from?" Do you hide in your preoccupations? Do you hide in your dreams and thoughts of the world? Do you hide because you are afraid, embarrassed, perhaps of some guilt or shame? Are you hiding from hard decisions in your life that you don't want to deal with? Hiding from those difficult relationships and circumstances that you just don't know how to deal with? Are you hiding from the past or maybe the future? When God asks, "Where are you?" it's because he loves you and he wants to care for you in all these complexities of life. He wants to share the journey. So can you come out of hiding? And as Samuel answered to the Lord, to the question, "Where are you?" you can say, "Here I am, Lord." Amen.